So Jesus attends a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Got me to be thinking about weddings and weddings I have done since I was ordained. And one wedding I will never forget is my very first one. Back in 1987, I was still a deacon at Divine Child in Dearborn. Deacons can do weddings. It was just a service. It couldn't be a mass, but I did it in the chapel of Divine Child High School. The bride was a girl that I went to high school with, and had subsequently met a fellow who had graduated from Divine Child, and they had fond memories there, so the wedding was to be in the chapel. My very first one. And what I remember, I'm standing there, and there's the processions coming in, this cute little girl holding flowers. Then here came the ring bearer, couldn't have been more than 5 years old. And this boy dropped the pillow, and the rings rolled into a grate. That is something you do not forget. Well, needless to say, we paused the wedding. I got a clothes hanger, a wire clothes hanger out of the sacristy, went and wound it up, and he hooked it down. You know how the hook part, we stuck it. Me and the best man did this, and we fished out both of those rings. Yes. Well, weddings. Well, I've done a lot of them over the years. And I think this is a good day to talk a little bit about it, because it's a union. It's a physical union, an emotional union, an intellectual union, and a spiritual union. They're all very important in a wedding, in a marriage, all very important. And I think that if you look at statistically, if you look at things, that when one neglects one of those areas, especially the spiritual area, there is an amazing correlation about how long the marriage will last. Because if you look at the stats, and you can Google this, if a couple comes together for Mass every Sunday, they're together all the time, the divorce rate among that set of people is less than 10%. In other words, 90% of those marriages are going to stay. But if one partner comes and another one doesn't, about 40% of those marriages will end up in divorce and 60% will stay. But if neither couple has any faith, doesn't go to church, doesn't bother, about 90% of those marriages end up in divorce. And the only explanation that I can come up with it, and that other people smarter than me can come up with, is that they lack a spiritual connection. They see their marriage strictly in terms of the physicality and the emotions and the intellect, which is fine, that's all important there, and marriage counselors can help you with all those areas. But spiritually, we see holy matrimony as a sacrament, an effusion of God's grace in our lives that help us, to challenges us and encourages us to see the presence of Christ in your partner. And that's very important. And then seeing that spiritual journey together, you go closer together on a spiritual level. And it gives you the grace and the strength of God to resist the temptations and things in this world that tear people apart. Now, of course, I'm speaking to the choir, aren't I? Because all the couples here are coming to church, you know, which is great. So I thought we would honor that by having all, if you're here with your partner, please stand. And if there's a kid between you, kind of shuffle them off to the side because I want you to hold hands together, look at each other and hold hands together. Face each other, there you go, okay. Gentlemen, do you again take your partner for your lawful wife to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, until death do you part? Ladies, do you again take your partner for your lawful husband to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and health until death do you part? You have again declared your consent before the church. May the Lord in his goodness strengthen your consent, fill you both with his blessings. What God has joined, we must never divide. Now give him a big kiss and a round of applause.